It's January. Forget about the blues. This is the song for the day that's in it.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Ira McNulty, do you ever play that song?
I love this song.
Great song, isn't it? Every now and then, James Brown. I know he's a certain style and all that, and some people say it was of its day, but great music, great music. It's only 2 minutes and 27 seconds of glory. And we mentioned earlier on, Ciara, that you were coming on the programme. You're one of the leading Irish dietitians. Thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you for having me.
Not at all. The top nine tips in terms of the middle of January. So we're now into the last 2 weeks in January. A lot of people would have had very good intentions at the start of January. And in terms of eating habits and in terms of fitness and all the cues to get on the running machine at the gym might be dying off a little bit now. So what would you have to say to people who are feeling a little bit fatigued even after 2 weeks and thinking, oh, I was going to do dry January for the month and I had a few drinks at the weekend. What do I do next? So where should they come at this psychologically first?
Absolutely. I think it's a really good point because many of us may feel a sense of shame or disappointment if we don't continue with the goals that we set on January 1st. But where most of us go wrong is the goals that we make initially may not be the right goals and they may be a little bit too ambitious. So there's always time to reflect and really to figure out maybe what's not working for you. So if you've initially committed to dry January, but you found that too challenging, why not go back and look at, okay, maybe I don't need to do the full dry January. Maybe I just, you know, reduce my alcohol intake to once per week, if that feels like a good goal for you. Or maybe you did go to the gym 5 days a week, like you said you would, but maybe it's more appropriate for you to go twice a week. And once you reflect and change that goal, and then you start to meet that goal, that can make you feel much better about yourself and continue to help motivate you, hopefully, for the rest of the year.
Okay, so let's go through some of the tips that you'd like to, I suppose, get people to take away from this item.
Absolutely. So what we were discussing, I suppose, for January were nine healthy foods that can be incorporated. And the reason why we're introducing nine healthy foods is because it's way funner to think about how we can add to our health rather than what foods we should necessarily take away, because no one wants to think about all the things that we shouldn't eat. So some examples of foods that I try to incorporate into people's diets are spinach, beetroot, live yogurt, berries, acai berries, salmon, oats, and nuts, or a mixture of seeds, so chia seeds and flax seeds. Are you familiar with all of those foods?
I am, absolutely. Yeah, I have some Sun Exotics. Wait till I just rattle the thing here. I've got some whole almonds here beside me, subtropical fruits and nuts. You're 100% right when it comes to the flax seeds and the nuts and the granola. They can make such a difference, can't they?
Absolutely. Like, they really are such nutritious foods and you get a good bang for your buck. They're small and they're easy to bring with you or leave at your desk, as it sounds like you're doing.
And in terms of, like, if I was getting a cup of tea or a cup of coffee this morning, I would, instead of having a biscuit or somebody might offer a little bar of chocolate or whatever the case may be, you just say no, have a few of the nuts. Again, it just takes that little hunger pang away.
It takes the hunger away and it helps you feel satisfied and satiated. And that's the best thing about eating healthy fats like nuts and seeds. They help you feel full even though you've only had a small handful of the nuts or seeds. They're such a great snack.
Okay, now what about the issues that people would have in the evening time where they're sitting down after 8 o'clock at night, the children are gone to bed, they're thinking, oh, I'm going to have a cup of tea. It might be a normal time to have a biscuit or something with that. Why? What would you advise them?
Absolutely. So the main thing is I would never get someone to fully take away biscuits out of their diet. If you enjoy a biscuit or two with your cup of tea in the evening, brilliant, have it and enjoy it. But if you struggle with portion control and if you feel like you sit down to eat a sleeve of biscuits every evening because you're ravenous, what I would do is look at adding something in like nuts or something a little bit more filling like Greek yogurt. so that you can have one or two biscuits, but if you're still hungry, at least you're filling up on something else that's actually going to leave you feeling satisfied. And that's your healthy fats like nuts or protein from a bit of yogurt. And those are just some examples.
Mm. What about not eating anything after 8 o'clock at night, we'd say, from Monday to Thursday, even four nights a week? Like, people talk about intermittent fasting. Is it like, if you didn't eat after 8 o'clock at night and you have your breakfast at 8 in the morning, that's 12 hours where your body is literally, I suppose, recovering.
Absolutely. I think it's a really good tool for people to kind of add structure to your day and help get you back on track. It's not something you have to do all the time, you know, when your social calendar changes, but it's a great way to kind of reset and to just take the grazing and the mindless eating completely out of the equation. And you mentioned there the fasting overnight. It's a great idea to give your body that 10 to 12 hours while you're sleeping to repair and regenerate. And the biggest thing you'll notice is improved sleep when you do that.
Okay. Some other tips, please, if you wouldn't mind, Ciara.
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing I love to encourage people to do is try to eat the rainbow. So don't eat the rainbow with your Skittles. Eat the rainbow when it comes to fruits and vegetables. And it can be difficult for us to get in loads of veg, but there's easy ways that the world and Ireland is making it easier for us to have a bigger variety. And you may have heard about acai bowls before. Have you had one of those before?
I haven't, but I've heard about them, yes.
Okay, so they're becoming a bit more popular in Ireland. There's 18 stores of a franchise called Oakberry that are opening up this year. And acai bowls are a way of giving your body loads of variety with our fruits. And they're on the go, they're easy, they're something you can pick up on the way to work or after work. And they're really, really healthy because they're high in antioxidants or anti-inflammatories. And with the acai bowls, you're not just getting the berries in the kind of smoothie base, you're also getting in those lovely toppings, things like nuts or nut butters, a mixture of seeds, homemade granola, and you can even add something like a protein powder if you wanted to make it a higher protein product. So it's a great option for people that struggle to eat on the go, which I'd say most of us are.
Okay, what about this middle of January thing, and people are trying to go to the gym, they're doing their little bit, as you say, don't be too hard on yourself, but you want they want to kind of get back on the track now, like a couple of simple little things that they could do.
Absolutely. So find the exercise that you actually enjoy. So there's no point going to lift weights if you really just enjoy running. And maybe choose one or two types of exercises that you can somewhat tolerate or enjoy. And that might also be, you know, training with a sports team if that's something that you'd rather do instead of going to the gym by yourself. So first things first is make sure the exercise you're doing is that one that you enjoy. Next, it's really important to find the time of day that works for you. If you're not a morning person and you're forcing yourself into the gym at 6 a.m., it makes sense that those habits are not going to last you. So if there's any way of fitting your exercise into the evening where you're more motivated to go and you feel better and you're more likely to stick to it, make sure that you can make that happen as well. It really is all about tailoring your habits to your daily life and not making dramatic changes because you feel like you have to.
Mm. And there's no point burning 400 calories and working hard in the gym and then undoing all that by eating big bars of chocolate or packets of potato or Pringles.
Yeah, it's easy done, but you're right. Nutrition is such an important part of your well-being, and you can go to the gym all you like, but a lot of the work is done at home and in the kitchen. So focusing, I'd say put more of your energy into having a healthy, balanced diet with minimal confectionery like crisps and chocolates, and exercise will only be an added bonus to that.
Yeah. How do people access some of the information? Are you on Instagram, Ciara?
Yeah, Instagram would be the best. It's Ciara McNulty RD, so just the letters RD for registered dietitian.
Very good. It's lovely to talk to you. We might chat again about some of those wonderful, I suppose, foods and non-ultra-processed foods and things like that again.
Absolutely.
Would that be okay?
Great. Yeah, I'd love that. Thanks
lovely.
For having
See
me.
See you, Ciara. Thanks very much. God
Bye.
Bless. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.